This is the podcast for the academic vocabulary page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. This podcast looks at academic vocabulary. It begins by considering a definition of academic vocabulary, then looks at different types of vocabulary used in academic contexts, namely general words, non-general academic words, and technical words. Another important feature of academic vocabulary, nominalization, is also considered. First then, what is academic vocabulary? Academic vocabulary can be difficult to define. One broad definition is the vocabulary which can be used in academic contexts. The problem here, though, is what do we mean by academic contexts? Does this mean spoken contexts, for example, lectures, seminars, presentations, written contexts, for example, essays, articles, reports, or both? Writers on academic vocabulary tend to focus on the latter and often overlook the former. It also depends on what subject we are talking about. The academic vocabulary necessary for a science laboratory report, for example, apparatus, procedure, errors, has some differences from the academic vocabulary which might be used in social science research, for example, survey, population, sample, though of course they would also have much in common. In general, academic vocabulary can be considered to consist of three types of vocabulary. First, general words which are acceptable for academic use. Second, non-general academic words. And thirdly, technical words specific to an individual subject area. Each of these is considered in this podcast. So next, let's look at general words which are academic. The General Service List, or GSL, is a useful starting place to identify general English words. Many of the words in the GSL can be used in academic contexts. Consider these examples, all of which contain only words from the GSL, but all of which are acceptable in academic speech or writing. The aim of this report is to... What I want to talk about today is... There are several possible reasons for this, for example, in comparison, the control group. There are, however, many words from the GSL which are not academic. Consider these examples. Spoken English is more informal than academic English. It uses phrases like and things like that. Acid rain is a bad thing for all of us. These examples contain several words and phrases which would not be considered good academic style. For example, like, to give examples, thing, and bad. These three words are also in the GSL. In this case, the more important consideration is tone. Words and phrases such as aim, report, reasons, for example, and in comparison, are all academic in tone, while like, thing and bad are not. For this reason, when studying words for academic use, it's important to know whether they are academic, in other words formal, or not. General vocabulary can also include general words which have special meaning in academic contexts. For example, discipline. The general meaning is training people to obey rules. The academic meaning is a subject of study. Population. The general meaning is the number of people living in a country or region, but the academic meaning is all individuals who could possibly be included in a study or survey. And control. The general meaning is power over somebody or something, but the academic meaning is a group used in a scientific experiment to check results. In this case, it's important to focus on both the meaning and usage of these general vocabulary items. Next, let's look at academic words and word lists. Researchers have long been interested in creating a list of words which are not common enough for students to learn through ordinary study, but which are frequent in all or most academic disciplines and can therefore be studied by all EAP learners. This type of vocabulary has various names, for example, sub-technical vocabulary or specialized non-technical vocabulary. Perhaps the most well-known example of such a list is the Academic Word List, or AWL. This can be a useful resource for building general academic vocabulary, though it should be remembered that this list is derived from written academic texts, so it's more useful for written contexts. It is also important to use the list appropriately. Don't just try to learn all the words. A useful tool is the AWL Highlighter on the EAP Foundation website, which will help you study the words in context, as well as giving definitions, pronunciation, and example sentences. A second and similar list is the New Academic Word List, or NAWL, which seeks to create a more updated list of academic words, since it is founded on the new General Service List, the NGSL, from 2013, in contrast to the AWL, which is founded on the General Service List, GSL, dating from 1953. There are two other commonly used lists for academic English. One is called the Academic Collocation List, or ACL for short. This list commonly uses collocations in written academic texts. For example, vast array, great accuracy. The other is called the Academic Formulas List, or AFL for short. This list commonly uses formulaic sequences in academic English. For example, in terms of, at the same time. As with the AWL, both of these lists were produced following extensive research. The lists I've just mentioned are intended for all or most disciplines. Some researchers are also creating academic word lists for specific disciplines. These are different from technical words, which I'll mention next, since these lists comprise non-technical words that learners may not find defined in their course of study and may be unfamiliar with since they are non-general words. An example is the Economics Academic Word List, which is included in the EAP Foundation website, along with an EAWL highlighter. Next, let's briefly consider technical words. The final type of words you need to study to improve your academic vocabulary is technical words, or words which are particular to your field of study. Examples are photosynthesis for biology, inertia for physics, and externalities for economics. More information about this type of word can be found in the technical or subject-specific vocabulary page of the website. Finally, let's have a brief look at nominalization. Another feature of academic vocabulary which deserves mention is the use of nominalization, or noun phrases. Study the following two sentences. Acid rain erodes buildings, which is a major problem. The erosion of buildings by acid rain is a major problem. In the first example, acid rain is the subject and erodes is the verb. In the second example, which many would consider to be more academic, the subject has been made more complex by changing the verb into a noun and creating a noun phrase, the erosion of buildings by acid rain. This type of nominalization is common in academic writing. For this reason, it's important to study the word family of a word rather than just one word form, especially if the word is not a noun. To summarize, academic vocabulary is difficult to define because it depends very much on what kind of context we are talking about. For example, spoken academic language differs from written academic language, though they also have much in common. The language for biology differs from the language for economics, especially in the technical language they use, though again they have much in common. The main issue for EAP students is to raise your awareness of which general words are formal enough to use in academic writing, build your knowledge of common academic words, and study and learn the technical vocabulary which is used in the discipline you are studying or plan to study. That's the end of the podcast. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com.